Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
There's a story out of Fox 4 about when school should start. And if you want to give us a call or give us a text, 22980, or you can give us a call. When should school start? When did school start for you? How late did you go? The story out of Fox 4, a longstanding debate over when the school year should begin is back before Missouri lawmakers, who are considering a bill that would restrict public schools from beginning the academic year until late August. The bill would ban schools from starting earlier than 14 days before the first Monday in September. It passed the House by just 4 votes and now goes to the Senate. Supporters include tourism officials and groups representing tourism-related businesses like amusement park operators, hotel and campground owners, and river outfitters. The bill's sponsor is Representative Jeff Knight. He is a Republican and represents a district south of Lake of the Ozarks. He said earlier school years are hurting tourism because families are ending summer vacations in early August. He says later start times would give businesses more time to make money. Among the opponents are a lot of education groups, the Missouri National Education Association, the Missouri State Teachers Association, and the School Administrators Coalition. Mike Reed of the Missouri School Boards Association said locally elected public school boards should decide when school years start in the community. He said what happens in Poplar Bluff is going to be different than in Kansas City. What do you think? When did your school year start? When should it start? Should tourism make a difference? Because tourism is a big driver of sales tax revenue and hotel motel tax in the state of Missouri. However, tourism is a bigger deal, let's say, in Lake of the Ozarks and St. Louis and Kansas City than it is in like Chillicothe, Missouri.
You know, once again, I'm confused about which party has the government telling people what they should and should not do. But
what confuses you?
Because I swear to God, I remember Republicans telling me they don't want government telling them what to do. AKA, why should this Republican propose a law to tell schools when they should and should not start? But getting away from my initial confusion, I always started, and I went to high school in suburban Detroit, and before that, suburban San Diego for elementary and middle school. And I don't remember school ever starting before Labor Day. It was always the Tuesday after Labor Day. And and I don't know why, but every time I bring this up, Jamie, everybody says I'm nuts that it started earlier.
That would have been great for it to have started after Labor Day, because for exactly the reason that he's talking about, if you're going to do a summer vacation and you're going to do it in August, because it's not just the summer vacation. You need a couple of weeks before you go back to school to go get your school supplies and school clothes and kind of get back into the routine. I went to school in Central Illinois, North Central Illinois. We started very much earlier than you did. Second week of August.
What?
August 15th probably was the first day. And I don't remember when we got out. Before Memorial Day, probably, by starting that early.
We would
naturally
have after,
you get
like,
out a little earlier.
June 4th, yeah. We would get out.
We were always out
like
in May.
Okay.
And so we started earlier but got out earlier. But it was always the middle of August.
Christmas.
And it was always hot.
Yeah.
And schools didn't have air conditioning then.
Oh, man. When did you go to school? When was that?
It just wasn't. We were out in the country, and it wasn't as big of a priority, and the school district didn't have a ton of money, so.
Chris Minders, did you go to elementary, middle, and high school in Iowa?
I did.
Okay, when was the first day of school?
From what I remember, I started in Minnesota, and the first day of school was after Memorial Day or Labor Day, whichever one.
Labor Day. Labor Day is in the fall.
Yes.
How did we hire him?
But then in Iowa in high school, what I can remember, our school started at 8:30 and we got out at 3:14.
August 30th and you got out.
This is the time.
I don't care about the time.
I want
first day of school.
Usually August 22nd.
August, okay.
I believe that's about right.
Okay, so that's in between you and I.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of you are texting about when you started. when should kids start? And particularly those of you that have kids. How big of an argument is this tourism argument to you? I think it's a wonderful argument, by the way. I think it's a great argument because it's about money. It's about the state will have more money, and arguably it would, if you allow cities or force cities like Kansas City and St. Louis and areas around Lake of the Ozarks and maybe Columbia that get some money from tourism, if you force them to start later. But not the entire state's the same. Like, yay, yeah. Local control. Well, you know, let school districts decide that.
I think the school districts should be able to decide for whatever is they think is right for them. And feel free to jump on at 576-7798, 576-7798, and text into 22980. When should school start? But there are people on Facebook that are saying that capitalism shouldn't outweigh educational values. They're not saying shorten the school year by 2 years so Worlds of Fun can get more people in the door. Your days would, I mean, you would start, you'd have the same amount of school days. So your kids are losing out on opportunities to learn.
If we have any educators listening, I'm curious to know that. Does it make a difference in how well kids learn? Does when kids start lose or gain educational value to what that person said?
I can't imagine it would, but I'd like to know someone who's a lot smarter than I am on this.
Are kids more focused or less focused at a certain time of year versus another? Are there other factors in that we shouldn't be considering? But is there more or less educational value to starting later? Because that's not the argument that these education associations are making. They're right. Saying let school districts decide it.
By the way, I do love this lawmaker's idea, by the way, specifically because the state could make so much more money if you gave family vacation time to the entire month of August. Mm-hmm. May can still be hit and miss in this state. It could still be cold and windy. You never know. But if you gave the entire month of August to vacationing and camping and Worlds of Fun and Schlitterbahn, if it's still open, I mean, you would make a lot more money. I know it's in Kansas, but for the state. And if that's the job of this, our lawmakers is to generate revenue. I think this guy's got a good idea.
And he's smart enough to know that, and I assume this to be true, that a lot of people are going to vacation within the state. And so if you force people in Kansas City or St. Louis who might go to Lake of the Ozarks to not start school until a certain date, he knows that that's coming internally.
Yeah.
And so you make that law across the entire state. The other thing about Memorial Day is that I think parents are used to not taking vacations immediately after when school ends, let's say in May or June, because of snow days. You're used to the end of the year kind of being flustered a little bit because of snow days. So it would be less effective to mess with the end of the school year than the beginning of the school year.
576-7798. Debbie, hang right there. You're coming up on the other side. We'd love to hear from you. When did your first day of school always come around? And did it change? And when should it be? And what do you think of this lawmaker's plan that says, nope, you cannot start school before the second week of August? That cannot happen. Because they want to make more money for the state. And Lake of the Ozarks is the perfect example of the area that would loses revenue because kids start school. So if you gave them 2 more weeks, that's 2 more weeks of the five and dime, 2 more weeks of all those go-karts and mini golf, that stuff.
And keep in mind, they still could start pretty early. The bill would ban schools from starting earlier than 14 days before the first Monday in September. So if the latest the first Monday in September is going to be is September 7th or 8th. So they're not going to start any later than August like 22nd, right? 24th. So they're still not going to be starting at the beginning of August. You know, it's not going to move a whole lot. To me, frankly, August 22nd still seems really early.
It does. Again, I started after Labor Day every single year. It's Midday with Jamie and Wicket. Talking right now here on 98.1 KMBZ about a bill in the Missouri State House from Republican Representative Jeff Knight about not allowing schools to start earlier than 14 days before the first Monday in September. It passed the House by 4 votes. Now it goes to the state Senate because tourism loses out on so much time because, I mean, look, people vacation. People go to Lake of the Ozarks. School administrators And opponents say that it's a bad idea and they should allow school boards to decide when the school year should start.
Because some parts of the state rely a lot more on tourism than other parts do. And the guy that's sponsoring this is from Lake of the Ozarks. And so he knows. He knows that tourism, and he's probably looking at their numbers and have probably talked to people in his area going, hey, if you were to give us another couple of weeks, we'd make more money.
576-7798. Debbie's in Kansas City. Hi, Debbie. Thanks for calling.
Hi, guys.
What's up?
Hey, I have a gamut of age groups that I can talk about as far as going to school. I went to school in Kansas City, Missouri many, many years ago, and we never started before Labor Day, ever. I remember the Jerry Lewis telethon would be my cue that right after that I would be going to school. I also have a 30-year-old, well, about 35-year-old now, and he went really close to Labor Day. He would start and get out by Memorial Day. I also have 21-year-olds, set of twins, and so I'm even closer now. And they started probably the 15th of August.
The 15th of August?
Yeah, it was crazy. And their birthday is the 4th, and we would want to do something, and we could never, like, go out of town because we had to be back to get, you know, business done. But I, as far as whether it should pass, I think that it should pass. I think that the reason why they do go so long is that there are so many days you have to be in school, at least in the state of Missouri. You know, they have this number that children have to attend, that many days. And that's why, you know, teachers do in-service. So we have a day off or a day and a half off, you know, in October and one in March and, you know. And so that builds into our days. They take them away, I mean, and then we have to make them up. So, and then with snow days on top of that, some districts build in their snow days on their calendars, and some districts do not. So our school district is going till the 5th of June.
And the thing is, I always went till the 5th of June, but then again, I started a lot later than a lot of these districts now.
And I,
thanks for the phone call, Debbie.
I would love to hear, and I know we've got an educator on the line. I want to know about what's the best environment for a kid. What's best for the students learning, to start earlier and get out earlier or to start later?
Let's go to Cynthia in Overland Park. Hi, Cynthia. Go ahead.
Hi there. I have 25 years in education, and I also raise children in Overland Park. The problem with each school district deciding what they want to do is that you have athletics to consider, and they all have to go at the same time. However, I don't think that the kids should start as early as they do. They should start after Labor Day, and they should go until Memorial Day, and that's it. The kids don't do any better. I don't think they do any more work or are more focused just because they're there for another 2 weeks, and that's a legislation issue. But once they know when the last day of school is, you know, they can have the spring fever, all of that plays into it. But a kid is going to only be able to retain so much information within the school year. And the problem with our system right now is that once you go back to school in August, you have to reteach, relearn a lot of things that were taught at the end of the school year because we've had so much time off, which is another system you can do is have 9 weeks, 3 weeks off, 9 weeks, 3 weeks off, which would be optimal for retention. But I have a sister on the East Coast. Their governor of Maryland declared that they would not go to school until after Labor Day because of tourism, and they love it. They do go until June 15th, but everybody is okay with that.
Yeah, and I think senioritis or spring fever or whatever will set in whether your last day is May 28th or it's June 4th. Like, it's just that final couple of weeks or whatever. But once you see, like, it's the same amount of days. Again, we have to make sure we're presenting this properly. If you haven't understood it, they're not saying start you know, later, but get out earlier. No, it's the same 140 or
it's by the minute.
Yeah.
They count it by the minute. That's why some school districts, if they don't have snow days built in, they're just extending their day. They got to get the minutes in.
Hey, Cynthia, Cynthia, thank you so much for your call. Lisa is in the Northland. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, good morning.
What's up?
My thoughts are my school district, okay, first the state governs how many days. Actually, it's converted over to minutes, I think, starting next school year. And, you know, that's fine. In my particular school district, we go above and beyond that, and we are very proud of that, which is great. But we end up, teachers start like August 9th, and kids are there like 13th or 14th of August. And so we get these young kids in, and they're there for 2 weeks, and then boom, we've got a 3-day weekend. And it's like, why are we doing this? We're not getting into our schedule. They're not getting into their schedule. And also coupled in with August heat, they're not getting outside and getting their recess. They're not getting that break that they need so they can sit in their desk and actually learn. So I think we should go back to how it used to be and start after Labor Day. And cooler weather, the kids can get out and play, they can have those breaks that they need as they ease back into their schedule for school. And yeah, we go a little longer, but you know, let's do a spring break and a Christmas break and maybe do a week for Christmas and a week for spring and just kind of even it out and get their schedules better aligned, because kids that are on schedules do better.
Absolutely they do. And Lisa, thank you, we appreciate it. Want to squeeze in one more call before the news. Thank you for yours. Let's wrap this up with Tom in Warrensburg. Hey, Tom.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what's up?
Well, I just wanted to highlight the fact that a lot of your public city pools, they will operate, you know, between Labor Day and, or excuse me, between Memorial Day and Labor Day. And so if you're starting school before Labor Day, then, you know, who is staffing your lifeguard, you know, whether they're your students? And that's who your clientele is also for those pools. And so the pools are going to lose revenue because they're not going to, it's not going to do them any good to be open during the week. They're going to have to only be open on the weekends and lose those few weeks of revenue.
Oh, yeah, it's a good point. I mean, a lot of those, you know, the older kids that have these summer jobs, maybe like Jamie, you worked at a snack bar when you were at, you know, right, Little League games and those kinds of things. You're pulling those kids out. I mean, that's a good point that a lot of people may not think about, Tom.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.